So the cruise ship season is about to come to an end. The finding sailings in Auckland and Tauranga are happening over the weekend. It has been giving a very big boost to the economy over the little while, around 350,000 visitors. Sorry, these are big numbers. I'm going to repeat them. 350,000 visitors. They brought in an estimated economic value of $540 million. So bring them on next year. But the next season is not looking so rosy. They're expecting up to 200 fewer ships next season than this past one. So I'm joined now by New Zealand Cruise Association Chief Executive Jackie Lloyd. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Morena, how are you?
I'm good. 200. Well, actually, no, I'm a bit worried. 200 fewer ships. That's a lot of ships.
It's actually 200 fewer port calls. So we're still having the ships come in. We're looking at this season we had about 55 vessels. Next season, currently, we're looking at 52. But there is a reduction in the number of port calls around New Zealand. That's absolutely correct.
And that will mean fewer tourists?
It will be. Yes, we're probably at this stage looking at around 50,000 less visitors coming on board cruise ships. Keeping in mind that this is a preliminary schedule for the next season, so we are expecting some bookings to come in. But at this stage, it does look like we have a reduction for the next year.
Why?
It's a mix of things. Geopolitical reasons definitely don't help. You know, there's issues for deployment to come through areas like the Red Sea. Also, the Russian-Ukraine conflict means that Russia in the northern part of Pacific is not an area that ships can visit. It's also, though, mainly around cost to operate and also that risk of biofouling. And I want to be clear with that. It's not that the cruise lines do not want to support and look after New Zealand waters. It's just that if a ship is based in Australia through the summer and they're coming to New Zealand late in the summer, there's nowhere for them to clean on the way to New Zealand. So the risk to getting turned away at the border is too high.
Okay, so higher port fees, regulatory fees from central government, yeah. Our rules regarding cleaning your hull, and it all means 50,000 fewer tourists coming to New Zealand. What industry says no to 50,000 tourists?
I'm not really sure, but look, it's something that we are working with local and regional and central government on to try and find solutions. And also wanting to be clear too that the cruise lines have all indicated that the passenger ratings for New Zealand rate really highly. The experience that passengers have when they come here is high. It's just how do we balance that operational and regulatory side.
In fact, you've been in Miami recently and people have been saying great things about New Zealand.
Yeah, that's dead right, which is always a wonderful thing when you're offshore. And the feedback that we've had from all the cruise lines was positive around our ports, particularly to some of our smaller ones that started this year or had started to grow. So areas like Whangarei that had 3 ships this year, or Bluff that moved up to 16, Gisborne with 21, Timaru with 9, New Plymouth with 7. All those smaller port regions that don't normally see international visitation really threw out the welcome mat for cruise visitors, and the vibrancy brought to town and the economic benefit was really felt.
Great stuff, Jackie Lloyd. Keep on cruising, and I thank you. Jackie's from the New Zealand Cruise Association. She is the chief executive. But, you know, if it's regulatory stuff that's holding up the visitors, 50,000 tourists, and this is a government that wants to cut the red tape and wants to get the country moving and would like to welcome the tourists and the money that they bring, then why isn't there why wasn't there a more aggressive attitude towards the way this is being run by the government, sir? I don't know. What do I know?
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.